branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
And welcome to Power to the Small Business, the show about small business marketing, also a Justin Bieber free zone. Although now that I said that, I'm not sure that's true anymore. And if you don't know who Justin Bieber is, consider yourself lucky. Howdy, my name is Jay Arrett, producing this podcast from my international headquarters in Waco, Texas, actually my home studio in the little community of Woodway, Texas, just outside of Waco. You can subscribe to this podcast as well as find all the show notes from this episode at powertothesmallbusiness.com. My company website is themarketingspot.com. Topic of this episode, number 63 in a long series of spellbinding episodes, is email marketing. Our guest is Christopher S. Penn of Blue Sky Factory. But first, a couple of announcements. The next free webinar of my 2010 free webinar series is September 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. It's called Creating Conversation, Taming the Three-Headed Messenger. The subject of the webinar will be how to spark word of mouth for your business. Registration details will be in the show notes of this podcast, as well as my company website, themarketingspot.com. And in just a few weeks, on September 16th, I'll be presenting at Optimization Summit in Dallas on the subject of transformational branding. And this presentation is for companies that know that minor and marginal improvement is not enough. Sometimes you need to change the game and the brand. I'll be co-presenting that session with my friend Eric Brown of The Urbane Way. Eric's based in the Detroit metro area. So if you feel the call of change tugging at your entrepreneurial soul, please join me and Eric in Dallas for Optimization Summit. And if you do, I want to sweeten the pot for you and invite you to be my VIP. If you go to my website, and I'll post a link in the show notes also, you'll find a link for 60% off the registration of Optimization Summit. That means you can attend for just $200. And that comes with a special bonus. You will also be my VIP for a private cocktail mixer. So go to themarketingspot.com for more information. Optimization Summit is a great event. Lots of amazing speakers teaching about marketing, social media, and branding. Speakers like our guest today. So let's meet and learn about how to do email marketing with Christopher S. Penn. Okay, we go to the Skype line where joining us is Christopher S. Penn. He is the Vice President of Strategy and Innovation at Blue Sky Factory. He's co-host of the very popular, one of my faves, Marketing Over Coffee Marketing Podcast, and lead subject matter expert and professor of advanced social media at the University of San Francisco Online. Chris, welcome to the show.
Good morning or afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening to this. Yeah.
So should I call you professor now or Dr. Penn?
No.
Chris, we're just going to get right into it, jump into email marketing. I'm not going to mince words with you because I just read an article, and I'm going to quote you from this article, okay?
Okay.
Most Americans have four email addresses and three phone numbers, but they only have one mailbox, and it's right in front of their house, and they check it every day. You have to get your name in the mailbox. Email is a great supplement to help increase response rates. Of course, the author of this article does direct mail marketing, so he's pushing direct mail marketing. After listening to that quote, my question is, where is email marketing on the marketing food chain?
It falls in three areas. It falls in marketing, sales, and customer service. So for marketing, email marketing is what I like to call a pre-buy. If you have something like a newsletter or some kind of email bulletin or whatever, for people who are not ready to make a full commitment to buy whatever it is you've got, whether it's a book, a service, a consulting, speaking gig, whatever, it's a way to get sort of that minor acknowledgement that eventually leads them into the sales process. And it's also the single greatest piece of information you're going to get. Here's why. ask yourself two questions. Number one, how many times a day do you check your email? Do you check your email more than you check, say, Facebook or Twitter, or even the post office box in front of your house, like the guy said? How many different devices do you have, assuming you have like a mobile phone, maybe you have an iPad, maybe you have an Android? How many different places do you have your email, and have you gone to the same extent for your social networking? And the last thing, when it comes to email marketing, whenever you go to any social network, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Bebo, you name it, what's the first thing it asks you as soon as you sign up? Hey, find all your friends by email address. We call it the digital glue of modern social networking and marketing communications, because it's everywhere. People use it as glue.
There is no doubt that email is ubiquitous. I mean, we can't go anywhere without checking our email. I mean, you're right. We check it all day long. But I think one of the questions then that comes up is the spam issue, because we get so much email. Maybe that's why we check it so often. So maybe you could address the spam issue for us in a couple of ways. If you're going to get into email marketing, how do you avoid becoming spam and fighting that perception that if you do email marketing, you're part of the spam problem?
Okay, there are two things at work here. There's a technical, and then there is an ethical thing. From a technical perspective, if you work with an email service provider or even do it in-house yourself, there are a number of measures you can take, such as sender protection format, SPF, domain keys, DKIM, sender score. All these are different certifications which get your domain name and or server certified to the big ISPs like Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, and stuff that say, I'm willing to put down some money and some reputation, I'll put it on the line to say that I am sending out email that is valid. That's mm-hmm. the technical part.
Okay.
The bigger part, the ethical part, which is free, is you got to send email that is, we call it four things: the relevant, timely, targeted, and valuable. Is it relevant? Is it timely? Is it email that people want to receive? Is it valuable? Is it targeted? Is it sent to people who asked to receive it? That's the nut of it. If you can send a relevant, timely, targeted, valuable email to people who asked for it, you will never run into a spam problem. Unless you start talking about, you know, millions and millions of people on mailing lists where, you know, some percentage of them will always forget that they signed up for something.
Let's go back to that certification part, or the part that's not free. How much does something like that cost?
It depends on your mailing list size and the providers you're working with. Now, three of them, SPF, DK, and DKIM are all those are no charge. Those are changes you make to your DNS records, your domain name server records. And whoever you bought your domain name from, you know, Network Solutions, GoDaddy, whoever, you would work with them to get your DNS records changed. That doesn't require money. It just requires time and some expertise.
This brings up the issue that I think that usually when people think of email marketing, they think of it as something that the big brands do. And for some of the things that you just said here, I mean, that sounds like, oh, gosh, that's getting complicated. I have to pay money to get certified. What's the certification process? Is email mostly done by the companies that are big brands or that sell a lot of stuff online? Or is this possible? Can smaller, more traditional companies grasp this email marketing thing?
It's the same as postal, newspapers, television. Email is a channel. If you have the ability to work in any channel, you know, you can work with email marketing. I'll give you an example. The martial arts school I attend, bostonmartialarts.com, has an email marketing list of 167 people. That's, you know, mostly students at the dojo. It's extremely, extremely low cost. I mean, we did the certification process for the free ones, and of course it costs no money, and send out a monthly newsletter reminding students, hey, you need to do this or do that, and by the way, this is on sale in the dojo store, like a water bottle or sweater or something like that. And it is as effective, actually it's even more effective than what the big brands do, because when you're working at the small business level or that very tightly focused level, chances are you've had some direct contact and interaction with your subscribers. They're usually customers or prospective customers that you've talked to and have a personal relationship with that, a Best Buy or Walmart simply never could. If I get an email from Walmart, I may or may not open it, unless it's obvious. If I get an email from Jay Arrett, I know who you are. I'll open it.
And thus we have this podcast, right?
Exactly.
Just one more question on that certification process again, because I know a lot of listeners of the podcast are probably saying, well, how do I do that? Can you direct us, do you have a blog article, or can you just give us the basic steps to get that certification, or where do we begin to do that?
It's really easy. Start by Google. Actually, you know, go talk to whoever you bought your domain name from. I guarantee you there's a frequently asked questions section, and on there you'll see stuff where the three terms you're looking for are SPF. It's like the sunscreen, but not. DK, or domain keys, and DKIM are the three things that you want to ask your DNS provider for, or you know, you can Google those terms as well.
I guess it could be, though, sunscreen for your email marketing so you don't get burned, right?
If there's a rim shot button, I'd be hitting it now.
Okay. Well, let's get to some of the strategy and tactics of email. What's the big picture? What can you hope to accomplish with email marketing? What should be some objectives if you decide to jump into the email marketing game?
The objective is whatever your business needs. Does it need more sales? Does it need more volunteers for an event? Does it need more people to show up to church on Sunday? Whatever your objective is, that's what you use this channel for. Again, like I said, it's like every other marketing channel that's available to you as a marketer. There's not that much that is special or different about email that it doesn't apply broadly to human behavior. Now, that said, the one thing that differentiates email from most other forms of online marketing is it's one of the few accepted push channels, which means a subscriber or a customer has to remember to come back to your website. They have to remember to read your blog. You know, Twitter and Facebook, to a degree, they have to at least remember to go look at them. With email, it's one of the few ways you can actually get a message out to people to remind them of things, to say, hey, we are still here. You know, the marketing spot is still here. You know, we're still publishing podcasts. Even stuff like podcasting. If you never open your podcatcher like iTunes, you will stop listening to podcasts.
Yeah. Based on your experience in working with some companies, what are some of the things? Can you give us some practical examples of stuff that you've seen that works well so that we can kind of grab hold and say, okay, yeah, I can do that?
Very simple. I mean, putting calls to action in your email copy. I know one of our clients sells a very, very popular retail product. It's a food product, and they send out specials that say, here's a coupon for this, or here's, you know, give this coupon to a friend for two free samples of the product. And their open rate is in the 30% range. Their click-through and coupon redemption rate is insanely high because they're giving people something that they want. That they, you know, these people who are fans of this particular food product, they love it, they want more of it, and they are evangelists for it. I used to do email marketing to college students, stuff like scholarships and student loans. People will, you know, it's kind of funny. You hear some marketers saying, well, you know, students don't read email. If there's a possibility of a $10,000 scholarship involved, students will open their dorm room windows to let carrier pigeons in. So.
I've got a simple example. A few years ago, my wife and I, we went out to California and did the Sideways tour. You remember the movie Sideways? We went out to Santa Barbara, and we came across this little winery, and we bought some wine from them. It was great. They were like a roadside operation, and they had the greatest Sangiovese, and they took our email address. And so they followed up, I guess, a couple months later with an email saying, hey, when's the last time you ordered? Do you want to order something? And that was about 5 years ago. I probably have gotten about or received about three emails from them in the past 5 years. And every time I get one, I order something, and I keep wondering every time I do, why don't they email me more often? Because I would probably order something almost every time they email me.
Because they don't know to test it. A couple of things that are really important with email marketing is you have to test stuff. You know, A/B testing, multivariate testing, all that stuff is super, super important because you need – everyone's audience is going to be different. There is no, you know, what's the average B2C or B2B open rate. Even in verticals, you know, the marketing spots email open rate is going to be very different from marketing over coffee, and we're both marketing podcasts, which is about as niche as you can get. You know, you got to test stuff. And the other thing is give people the option to get email as frequently as they want it. One way that we've recommended to a number of clients is what's called opting down, where you say, here's our newsletter. We're going to publish it frequently. You can choose. Do you want the weekly edition, the monthly edition, or the quarterly edition? And that way, and you know, you remind people in every issue, you can, you don't have to unsubscribe. You can always just say, hey, you know what, weekly is too much. I want monthly, or you know, quarterly is not often enough. I want to hear from you more. Give me monthly. You know, so that's you know, really important, useful stuff, and it doesn't take long to set that up. It's basically three different lists in your list manager.
We're talking with Christopher S. Penn. He is the Vice President of Strategy and Innovation at Blue Sky Factory. We're talking email marketing. Chris, some of the stuff you just said, to someone who's not doing email marketing right now, that sounds like, gosh, that's some stuff I have to learn. I mean, what is multivariate testing, things like that. You know, so if I'm going to get started with an email marketing program, can I do that in-house? Are there services? And I'm not trying to tee the ball up for you here, but you know, but I guess I am. How do you do this stuff in-house, or services, software? Give us an idea how to get started.
Okay. You can get started right now in 60 seconds for free if you go to Google Groups, which is the dirt simplest, you know, easy way to you know, start a mailing list. It'll give you a little piece of code for your website. You put it on your website, and you ask people to subscribe to it. Now, the catch, of course, with that is you have to put up with Google's ads in all of your emails, and which is, you know, not necessarily something you want to, on a permanent basis. But it's a great way to just get started. And Google's you know, handles all the sending and deliverability stuff on their end. You can do it in-house. There are plenty of good programs out there, most of which are free, that will require you to have technical expertise to do, but will not require money out of your pocket. You know, one of my personal favorites that I've set up in the past is called PostFix. And this is, believe me, I would say this is not for the timid of heart. You need to understand no Linux, and you need to be able to install a server and install PostFix on a server from the command line. If you have somebody in-house who is technically savvy, or you have a friend, or you know, someone at the local business networking group who is Linux savvy, this can be an extremely cost-effective way of getting things set up, because it's just, you know, incredibly powerful. It's free. It's just not easy. When you're ready to graduate to, you know, if you've gotten a couple of thousand subscribers and you're starting to send email on a more regular basis, and a program is working for you, that's when you do need to think about companies that do email service provision, like Blue Sky Factory, like many of our competitors, who will not get free airtime. but you don't need that until you get to the point where you start to see email paying for itself, and generating revenue. If you are a winery and you know, you start sending out that newsletter about your popular wines, you know, more than monthly, you go, wow, you know, Jay buys a bottle of wine every time we send him an email. Maybe we should send him weekly, and he's still buying bottles of wine. Then you have to start thinking, okay, how much does it cost to send email? Okay, you know, this company is $300 a month, this company is $400 a month, or whatever. And then you go, how much more would I make if I had a good system to send Jay email about wine every week? You know, every time he wants to know about the latest Cabernet we have in stock. How much wine does Jay need to buy for us to make this system pay for itself? And it's not much.
You make it sound so easy, Chris, in a way. If we decide to get started, let's say we don't have an email marketing program, and we decide to get started here, give me some of your top tips, maybe your top three email taboos and your top three email must-dos.
Okay, taboos are easy. Don't send email to people that didn't ask for it. I'll say that for two more times. Don't send email to people who didn't ask for it. Do not send email to people who didn't ask for it. That's the easiest taboo in the world. If you can do that, you'll be fine. So that means you have to send email to people who asked for it. So the three things you need to do, you need to have something worth sending that is valuable. So, you know, whatever your business is, it's not just, hey, buy our stuff. It's, you know, let's say, you go back to that winery example, right? Send a newsletter that has cooking tips with, you know, of course, one of your wines. Tell people how to, show people how to learn about wine tasting. Like, I couldn't tell you the difference between a Merlot and a Cabernet if you beat me over the head with a bottle.
No.
Educate me.
We've got work to do in Dallas, Chris.
Educate me. Tell me, you know, why these things are important and why it would matter to me as a wine consumer if for me to know that difference as opposed to, you know, whatever's on sale this week. And number three, and by far the most important tip of all, is ask people to subscribe to your newsletter. Put a box on your website. Put it in your signature. Put it in any communications you already have. If you are a business that sends out a bill or an invoice, put a flyer in there saying, hey, have you heard about our emailing list? If you're on Twitter, say, hey, have you signed up for our newsletter? You know, put it on your Facebook page on a custom static FBML page. Put it on the door to your shop. You know, one thing you can do that is, it sounds so stupid, but get a bunch of dirt cheap, you know, VistaPrint business cards or whatever, print out saying, have you subscribed to our mailing list? We offer tips about, you know, wine tasting or whatever. You know, and take this card with you home and sign up for our mailing list. One thing we just came out with is the ability to do email subscribes by Facebook Connect. So with two clicks, somebody can stick themselves on your mailing list, which for your average lazy user is just huge because they don't really want to data enter anything, but ask as often as you can get away with it, but ask people to sign up for your list.
Well, Chris Penn will be presenting at Optimization Summit in Dallas, which is September 16th and 17th on email marketing. Chris, give us a little preview of your session. What are you going to be doing in Dallas?
We will be talking about 21st century email marketing and kind of expanding on what we've talked about so far today, Jay. What are the five things that every marketer wants? Well, you know, you want more people to send your email to. You want to build your audience. You want more people to get your email, so we'll talk about deliverability. We want more people to open your email, so we'll talk about testing. We want more people to do stuff when they get your email, so we'll talk about content and what to put in your email. And then people want more and better ways to measure the return on investment of the email marketing. So we'll talk about ROI, how to effectively calculate your ROI for not just email but for all your marketing, and really dig into the, you know, doing the math and helping you with the math. So it's going to be a really good session. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to seeing as many of the Marketing Spot listeners as I can in Dallas.
Yeah, and that's 2 hours. Those are 2 hour sessions right here. We've just spent 20 minutes talking about it, but you get to spend 2 hours with Chris Penn at Optimization Summit in Dallas. Chris, finally, you've given us lots of good information here. What is Blue Sky Factory? What do you guys do?
We are an email service provider that works very closely with about 700 folks, 700 businesses around the country. And our thing is, we want to help you become a better marketer. Now, whether that means doing your email for you, or if you're giving you the tools for you to do your own email, or educating you about how to be an effective email marketer, tying in email with all your social properties. At the end of the day, we want you to be a better marketer, and we want to help you get that. We have tons of webinars. I will send out a plug for those who are listening who are thinking about getting started. We have a really, really good ebook called 50 Ways to Build Your Email Marketing List. If you go to bluesky.com/50ways, or the number 50 and 50 ways, or, you know, just type in whatever, it's tips on how to grow that list. Everything from social media to mobile to QR codes, you name it. 50 different ideas that you can use to start building that database so that you can do email marketing more effectively.
Lots of good stuff on the web. And speaking of that, Chris, where can we find you on the web?
You will find me in a whole bunch of places. I'll give you three. BlueSkyFactory.com is who pays my salary. ChristopherSPenn.com is where I blog, and then MarketingOverCoffee.com is the weekly marketing podcast I do with my friend John Wall, where we talk about whatever's top of mind in traditional and digital marketing, in the last week or so.
Cool. All right, Chris, we appreciate all the information and the wisdom about email marketing.
Thank you very much for having me on. I'll see you in Dallas.
Chris will be speaking at Optimization Summit in Dallas on September 16th. I think his two-hour session is probably worth the price of admission alone, which, by the way, is available to you for 60% off as a special VIP of the Marketing Spot. Remember, I will also be presenting on transformational branding. Just $200 when you register through the Marketing Spot, and you will be my guest at a special private mixer. Go to themarketingspot.com for more details. Chris also mentioned several resources. Those are posted along with complete show notes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Look for episode number 63, Email Marketing. While you're there, please remember to subscribe to this podcast in one of three ways: by blog reader, by iTunes, or yes, by email. My name is Jay Arrett. Thanks for listening to the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.